Hello, this is Mona Lisa 32, and I'm reading the story written by user select gift posted on our incest subreddit. This one is titled BSMDMS, on vacation at my parents, and things fully got out of hand with mom. Update number 27. So I want to preface, this one is long, and there's also update number 28, 1 out of 2, and 28, 2 out of 2. So if I read all three, it might take an hour and a half. I just want to give you a warning beforehand. I will put in the comments where the breaks are, so that it helps if you have to stop and come back to it later. All right. Let's finish things up so we can get back to all of our miserable lives. Also, happy winter solstice to everyone. I'm sorry I left you hanging. Yesterday was a bit of a mess. I'm trying to take the whole next week off work, so there's lots of stuff to finish. So that kind of took all my free time in the afternoon. But alas, I'm back. So Saturday morning, I woke up with my mom and sister cuddling me, with their boobs pressing onto my torso. I woke up first with my arms totally asleep. I can hear you asking out loud, but where did all the blood that resided in your arms go? Well, my penis was kind enough to hold it for me. He had gently made its way out of my underwear at some point in the night. I was rock hard, trying to appease it in some way. I thought about cooking, work, grandma naked. But she was actually a little bit of a babe when she was young. Fuck. I forgot I'm into incest. God damn it. The erection would not leave. Mom let me know that she was waking up by saying, "Oh my." And using the tip of her index finger, she touched the tip of my penis over the sheets and moved it from side to side. I giggled. And she looked at me and said, "Having an erection while you're in bed with your mom and sister is highly inappropriate." I agree. This does feel highly inappropriate, was my only response before my sister woke up. To which she said, "Oh, geez," when she noticed it. We talked for a little while. Mom said she tried to give me some air, but it got really cold overnight. It actually did get pretty chilly. My sister said, "Yeah, me too." Being equally as honest, I'm sure. With a kiss on the cheek from both of them, I got up to pee. When I came back, I told them I'd get breakfast going, and they were spooning pretty much naked. The rain had stopped overnight, so it was sunny but quite chilly. I put on a button-up shirt and some shorts. They joined me in just a couple minutes after, with their hair brushed and topless, but with underwear on. Mom was wearing boy shorts, and my sister was wearing really tiny shorts that she sometimes uses for sleeping. First thing in the morning, we needed to find out if the coast was clear to leave. I called my friend, and he told me that the estuary was still overflowing. "It'll probably take the rest of the day to go back to normal, but if you want to spend another night there, feel free to stay as long as you want. There's a delivery service that will bring you things from town on a boat. If you need anything, you could just order it." Conveying the message, I served us breakfast and we sat down to eat. We are very much homebodies. We like sleeping in our own beds. So Mom suggested we touch base again closer to the end of the day to see if we could maybe head home before it got too dark. "I really have only my toothbrush and a change of clothes," said Mom. My sister replied, "Yeah, I don't even have clothes to sleep in tonight," making all of us chuckle. It was a fun morning generally. There was less nakedness because sunshine brought people out into the beach. So every once in a while, some people would walk by on the beach side. We jumped into the pool for a while, took a nap on individual hammocks after lunch, and even parted ways for a bit to do our own thing. Reconvening around 3 p.m., we pulled out some drinks. We all really like reading, so topics of what books we have going on, My sister shared she was reading this cheesy paperback novel she picked up at the gas station. She said it was a pretty sexy story with lots of sexy details. She was telling us about the main characters and eventually got a little too into it. While she described the sex scene in a very detailed way, Mom and I just looked at her and each other like she was possessed, a little weirded out. My sister eventually caught herself doing this and stopped, saying, "Sorry, guys, I got too into it, I guess." Mom and I told her it was fine and that we could leave her alone for a few minutes if she needed us to. Once we teased her a little longer, I looked at Mom and said, "Okay, I'm sure that she told you that instead of watching porn, she likes reading and listening to these stories. Is it weird if I ask you what your thing is?" Blushing in a way I've never seen before, my mom said, "Yeah, I guess you can ask me about it." But then didn't say anything else. My sister laughed and waited for her to continue. "Okay, so what are you into?" I asked. "You could say I'm into the same, although I have become a bit more of a visual person as of late." "Like a fucking hyena," my sister hackled in laughter. "Maybe being too dense," I asked. "What? What's so funny? What's that about?" "I actually haven't ever watched porn until recently. Your sister showed me some, and now I'm started to watch it from time to time." My sister was very amused by what was happening. Mom seemed to be a little embarrassed, but not uncomfortable, and I had a million questions. Don't get me wrong. I knew this shit, and then some. But just having this conversation with Mom was just so exciting by its own merit. "Oh my God, what are you selling this information by bits? Tell me about it. How did this happen? How did this come about? What kind of porn did you watch? What kind of porn are you into?" I said with a small air of frustration. Mom looked at my sister, seemingly asking her what to say with a gaze. My sister replied, "Don't look at me. You're the one that manages this information. You tell him whatever you want." I started getting hesitant about this, perhaps afraid that we were pressuring my mom to share something she didn't want to. I jumped in. "Actually, you don't have to tell me. I'm sorry, I shouldn't have showered you with all those questions. If this makes you uncomfortable, we can drop it. I really don't care. I was just curious." Mom said, "Oh no, it's fine. It's just a little embarrassing to tell you this, I guess." Then she continued to explain the part that we already know. When we considered opening the marriage, Mom came to my sister for advice and information about hooking up with girls. Then after days of researching porn and masturbating, they came to the conversation. Little by little, they started watching it together, progressively, until masturbating together, a part of the routine. Even though already I knew this, I had a genuinely surprised reaction. I suppose having Mom directly confess this felt like a massive step of trust. She didn't mention the things that with that, but I know it must have taken quite a bit for Mom to feel comfortable telling me this. "Does Dad know about this? Should I watch what I say around him?" I asked. Mom told me she wouldn't have done it if he hadn't okayed it. Nice. And also a little weird, but nice. "I guess it's nice you guys feel comfortable around each other," I said. They both agreed and, with my sister jumping in here and there, they explained how in the last 2 years they've come to, quote, love and trust each other so much, end quote. And that for the same reason, she hadn't told me she was bisexual. Mom had asked my sister not to say anything about this, because at the moment, I felt like I was allowed to, quote, be happy or, quote, explore myself. The conversation went from being pretty horny to one of an equally sappy one. After a couple of affectionate comments, we all fell into a silent moment. Breaking the silence, I said, "Do you guys still do it?" Which prompted a big laugh out of both of them. Every once in a while was my mom's only reply. The thought of being disappointed by the fact that Mom didn't share the whole truth with me tried to creep into my head, but it was kicked out by a big wave of gratitude that she felt comfortable enough to share things now. If it's taken this long, it means it was hard for her. And I'm glad that we are finally at this place. The day continued, and so did the conversation on horny topics of horny nature. Just general stuff. Mom had never heard about when I lost my virginity. I actually asked my sister about a couple of things I didn't know. It was fun. The horn talk took a break for dinner around 5. At this point, none of us were drunk, but it was one too many to drive, so we decided not to bother checking on the bridge and decided we'd stay the night. Dad called at some point, and we chatted with him for a little bit. Nothing crazy, but Mom did take a moment to talk to him up in the bedroom, only for a few minutes. I'm assuming she was telling him about our main conversation of the afternoon. When she came back, our evening went back to where it was. With a glass of wine, we relaxed at the table for a few more minutes. From there, we moved on to the couch, where we just continued talking. Any stranger would have thought we were best friends. It was nice, and we hung out until around midnight. At this point, the wind was picking up and we were getting very cold. Their tops had been on and off throughout the day, depending on when we swam. But at this point, it was getting too cold for all of us, regardless of how many layers we had on. We decided to go upstairs, locked everything up, put everything away, and went to the room. As we went upstairs, we talked about having a nice shower before going to bed. My sister recommended we all jump in again, as she didn't want to be waiting, cold in the room. Mom chuckled and said, "Sure." We jumped into the shower and we started soaping ourselves up. My dick started getting hard. I was still in between them. My sister was looking at my back, and I was looking at my mom's. In the middle of doing my own thing, I felt my sister soaping my back, to which I responded, "Are we doing the scrubbing line?" And I started doing my mom's back, which prompted a, that's nice from her. I didn't get cute with it. I only did it to her neck, her shoulders, and her back. I didn't even go too far on the sides. Then we turned around, and Mom did me, and I did my sister. And when it was time to rinse, we would take turns in the shower head. And when it was mine, I couldn't help but sneak a couple of strokes at my dick. My mom chuckled and said, "Yeah, I'm sure that's how you soap off your dick when you're showering by yourself." We came out of the shower, and they did the drying thing again. After brushing our teeth, making it over to the bed, my mom got really quiet for a minute and said, "Can I ask you something? Please feel free to tell me to fuck off, like 100%. Please say, 'No, I don't want to.'" And I said, "Okay, what? Would I be able to look at your dick a little closer? I just want to see something." My sister looked at me, being as surprised as I was. We giggled at each other, but got interrupted by Mom saying, "Forget it, it's stupid. I just wanted to compare you with your dad's and see how similar you two were." I laughed and said, no, it's fine. Yeah, you can look at it." My dick was super hard and had pre-cum now almost dripping out. Mom got on her knees, followed by my sister saying, "I want to see too." And getting down with her, very gently, she touched the balls. Nothing too handsy, perhaps even a little bit clinically. Then she grabbed my dick by the base with one hand and held the head from moving around with the other, only using her fingers, so it didn't really feel like she was jerking me off. This didn't stop my dick from twitching around like a trapped animal, a wild animal. My mom made a comment about how my dad's dick is either similar or different in X or Y aspect. Okay, here's the thing. I'd like to give Mom the benefit of the doubt a little, but please correct me if I'm wrong. Penises cannot be that different. I'm sure every person out there has a penis, has a version of one of 3 or 4 templates, like, if it ain't crooked or snipped, it ain't that different. Maybe the good penis folks out there can educate me, so I think Mom was mainly fucking with me. My sister poked at it like it was a dead animal on the side of the road a couple of times. My heart was pounding, and they could probably tell because my dick was bouncing up and down with the beating of my heart. After about a minute, my mom said, "Okay, I'm not trying to get you off here, so put it back in a drawer or something." And the two fingers grabbed it by the tip and pushed it away. "Would I be able to compare you two?" I said. Now being about 45% concerned I'd be asked to sleep in the car. They looked at each other for a second and shrugged their shoulders and said, "Sure." They laid down on the bed, leaving their pussies at the edge of it, one next to the other. At that moment, it hit me how fucking incredible this was. It still takes some effort to play it cool, but now at least I've managed to keep the struggle to myself. I got down on my knees and took a moment to visually inspect both of them. If there's a different type of pussy out there for everyone, there's at least one pair of carbon copy pussies for someone out there, identical, if anything, with slightly different color, pubic hair, and the tiniest bit of age showing in one. You wouldn't have ever assumed the one pushed out one normal-sized head and the other massive one out of it. LOL, sorry. They looked so appetizing. My sister was dripping wet, right on brand. I don't think that my mom was aroused as she was amused, but her pussy was also a little wet. Without asking, I grabbed my sister's labia and I inspected it as if the first time I'd ever seen it. I shoved my finger inside a couple of times when I felt like my mom wouldn't notice. "This is so weird," my sister said. Then grabbing my mom's hand and holding it. After a minute, I moved to Mom's. I didn't get as handsy with her. I just separated her lips gently. That was about it. Before finishing, I did make a comment of how similar they are and said that even their clits look the same and poked my mom's with my finger and held a little pressure. My mom let out a tiny moan, but she stopped herself before finishing and said, "Okay, I think you've had enough of a look." Without a doubt, it was time for bed. After getting our spots, we all just laid there on our backs, and my mom left a little gap between her and I. My sister and I were closer and held hands under the sheets. Once the lights were turned off, we said goodnight to each other and stayed there in silence. Slowly, my sister's hand started playing a little, and she placed my hand just over her pussy. It was a mess. Trying not to move the rest of my body, my finger went in between her lips and found her clit, applying pressure on and off, carefully, to also not move. My sister started to drag her hand over to my dick and just barely stroked it. My mom chuckled and said, "Stop fidgeting with your dick. Why do you guys always do that?" I laughed and apologized, even though I technically had done nothing. My excuse was, "It's involuntary, sorry." Another moment of stillness happened, and my sister, to fuck with me, started doing it again. I grabbed her hand and stopped her, and she did. By the way, our arms touched each other, and I could tell my sister was using that same hand now to play with her own pussy, which made it almost impossible for me not to do the same with my dick, very much trying not to move too much. Accidentally, I readjusted myself and bumped my mom's arm, realizing she was also moving it, playing with herself. We remained silent and continued playing with ourselves as if the others didn't know. Oh my God, that's so odd. Gradually, our breathing became heavier and heavier, and as the sound of it turned more obvious to the rest, so did the movement of our hands under the sheets. It wasn't long before moaning came into the equation. Both my mom and sister started to moan in a very similar, cute way. I don't know about the other people, but I hate jerking off under the covers. I didn't like the feeling of the fabric on my hand as it rubs, and I hate going to bed after feeling like the pre-cum is being spread all over my body by the sheets. I hated it, so I just pushed the blanket down with my feet. They didn't even react. My mom started fingering herself with the other hand and playing with her clit with the other, only stopping to rub her stomach softly with her other hand. My sister grinded her hand as the other played with her hair. I'm a simple guy, one hand on my balls and the other one going at it. We didn't talk to each other. If there was anything being said, it was fuck, oh my god, or moan. That's it. About 4 or 5 minutes in, my sister started coming loudly. That prompted my mom to come. And as she did, I could not keep it together anymore and burst. My cum made it to all three of us. My mom continued moaning as she wound down and my sister swayed her legs from one side to the other. I just stroked until the last drop was out. After 2 seconds of absolute silence, we all burst out laughing. Other than that, we didn't say much to each other. Mom passed me a box of tissues from the nightstand and got up to pee. As she washed her hands and cleaned her cum off her arm, my sister stroked my still hard cock, making sure Mom wouldn't see. I cleaned myself after Mom came back to bed. They cuddled me like they had the night before, and we all fell asleep immediately after. We headed out early in the morning on Sunday. We were home by 9:30. No trouble along the way. We didn't really talk about it. When we got home, we just relaxed for the day. It rained most of the afternoon. Mom said she was tired and went off to bed very early. Throughout the day, I kept expecting conversation about to happen. I prepared myself and thought about what I'd say, but it never happened. My sister said she had some shrooms and proposed that we have them. We did, but nothing major happened, just the giggles. Although, it did manage to give me a deep, deep sense of gratefulness. I slept like a baby that night. Wow, this post was like super hot. I mean, now they're all masturbating together, but also like the examination part. Oh my God. And I just want to say, like, dicks are not the same and neither are pussies. I mean, maybe mother and daughter because genetics. So maybe father and son, but I don't know. I don't think they're the same. So that was extremely hot. I just skimmed update number 28, one of two. And I think I want to read 28 and 28, two of two in one post. And it's super long, so I'm going to stop this one here and post it Christmas Eve, and then I'll read the next one for Christmas Day.